God speaking to you this morning? Come on. Seek out the old past. He had to empty the church. He had to take things away from us. We had to learn to pray again. We had to learn to trust that the just are sanctified by faith. We had to learn what faith was. We had to learn what it meant to be justified. We had to learn what it meant to be justified by faith. And last night, the message that Brother Donnie Swaggart preached, and I esteem you, Brother Donnie, in the Lord. You are a servant of the Most High God, and the power and anointing of God is upon you, my brother. And the anointing that is going to be upon you in your ministry is going to be greater than it's ever been before. You have a sundown. For your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. I just want to make a little comment here. You might miss lunch, but you know what? If you're that not right with God, go get lunch. I fasted about 30 days before I came down here. God told me to fast. I'm not telling you because I'm bragging. I'm telling you because I took the message, the burden of Habakkuk, literally. I like to eat. But I'll tell you, His Word is more important than my necessary food. You need to be anointed with fresh oil. I'm talking to the singers now. You need a good dip of the Holy Ghost at the altar and get the anointing on you, because professionalism is not going to cut it. I don't know G from A in music. I couldn't tell you what key to start any song in. I am musically illiterate. But there's one thing I do know, Brother Chacon. I know when it's the Holy Ghost, and I know when it's the flesh. I know when it's anointed, and I know when it's just rehearsals. I'm calling on the singers to start prayer meetings and get anointed by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm calling on you to fast and pray, because what God is going to do through this apostles' ministry is going to need the backup of anointed Levites and singers. Lift your hands to the Lord. Every hand up. Every hand up across this building. Obey the Holy Ghost. You can't lift your hands, get out, and just go eat lunch. Let's lift our hands to God. You got a message, Donnie. You give it. Hinabasanda. It might mess up the meetings today. From what I've seen, they could use being messed up. How many understand what I'm preaching to you? This is not just about singing on key. This is not just about looking good. I said, God, I'm not worthy to come down and preach at Brother Swaggart's. I'm old and fat and ugly. I have about 2 good suits. God said, didn't matter. I'm going to put my anointing upon you. And you're going to deliver a word. And then God said, you know how Brother Swagger's been talking about the windows of heaven opening? And I said, yes, Lord. He said, I'm going to open the windows of heaven. And it's not going to be just financial blessings. But it's going to start with revival. We got to get God before we get the goods. How many understand what I'm saying to you this morning? Don't give me this prosperity foolishness that God is just going to be your slot machine, your winning lottery ticket. Don't you blaspheme the Holy Ghost with that kind of foolishness. We have a bunch of reprobates. We have a bunch of reprobates. I said, we have a bunch of reprobates preaching the Word of God. Let me just add a little P.S. One other place where we began to fall into apostasy was in education. Now you just hold on, I'm almost through. Through is a Greek word which means, hold on, it might be an hour. I need that hanky. That's York's translation of the word through. You don't mind because you're getting this morning, aren't you? I know you're getting this message. The devil had us down for the count. I went down with him. I had my own sins. I had my own ways. God allowed me to get the hook in my mouth. And I said, I'm no longer worthy. I went back as the prodigal. And if it wasn't, and you hear this, and the next time you give an offering to Sun Life Radio, you remember what I'm about to say. If it was not for Sun Life Radio on the internet, I would still be backslidden, lost, and on my way to hell, having known the faith that was once delivered to the saints. If it was not for Sun Life Radio, if it was not for the old songs of Zion, I'm not talking about this new music. I'm talking about at the cross. At the cross where I first saw the light. I don't need any music. I'm just going to mess it up myself. And the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. When God got a hold of me, when God got a hold of me, when Brother Jim Nations prayed me through, and Sister Francis, and while I'm on the subject of Sister Francis, I'm going to say one thing. Touch not my anointed, and do my servants no harm. Did you hear me? That woman's anointed by God. I don't care if you like or dislike something. If it wasn't for Sister Frances and that program on Sun Life Radio, Donnie, I'd be in hell when Jesus came. I'd be lost and undone without God or His Son when He reached down His hand for me. When I got right with God, I was in the prodigal syndrome. And I said, God, I'm not worthy, 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 I'm not worthy. And he brought out a robe, Donnie. He brought out a ring, Donnie. He brought out shoes for the nations. And he said to me, he reminded me of what my granddaddy said before he died to me when I was backslidden. He said, Stephen, the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. And that which the canker worm has destroyed, I'm going to restore to you. And all of a sudden, after that experience with Sun Life Radio, and Sister Frances talked to me. A song came on. I felt condemned. I'd been a district overseer. I'd sinned against the Holy God, Sister Frances. The radio came on after your program. And Tariba, I don't know where she is this morning, but Tariba got up and sang, I am redeemed. I am redeemed. And right there in my office, on a little island in Maine, just below Pearl Harbor, where I didn't think anybody could ever find me, love lifted me. Love lifted me. I was sinking, Jimmy, deep in sin, far from a peaceful shore, sinking deeply, stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the just shall live by faith and the message of the cross. Hallelujah. And what God gave to this apostle and to this prophet, God said, I'm going to restore you too, York. You thought you was all washed up. You said you'd never mention my name anymore. You in your agnostic condition with a liberal seminary degree from the most liberal seminary in the United States of America, from Berkeley. You thought you was all washed up. You thought you couldn't be reached anymore. You thought you'd sinned against the Holy Ghost. You thought that you just never could be redeemed. But I prayed Psalm 51, create within me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And Sister Tariba began to sing, I am redeemed, bought with a price. Sing it with me. Jesus has changed my whole life. If anybody asks you just who I have, I have been redeemed. I am redeemed. Are you redeemed? Sing it like you're redeemed. He changed my life.
Hallelujah.
I started sleeping with the Bible. I couldn't read enough of God's Word. I couldn't stop speaking in tongues, Brother John Rosenberg. Wait a minute now. What are we going to say to PBS? I want them to come back here. I think after 20-some years, they deserve another visit. What's the message to the Associated Press? What's the message to the New York Times? What's the message to this praise and worship group? What's the message to the Bible College? What's the message to David Letterman? What's the message to Jay Leno? What's the message to George Bush? I am. Swigert is.
Yes.
York is.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters across the world are. Sing it now. I am. Make your place an altar. Get down on your knees. Get down on your knees. Wherever you are. If you're physically able, get down on your face. On your knees before God. The just shall live. To set you free this morning. I don't know what it is that's got you bound.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
But the message of the cross is the answer.
Praise God. Praise
the message of the cross is the answer.
Hallelujah.
The just shall live by faith. Are you with me, musicians?
Hallelujah.
The just shall live by faith.
Yes, yes.
The just shall live by faith.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Find a place to kneel. Use a pew if you have to. Use a pew if you have to. Call on God.
Where I first saw the light and the birds of God.
We call upon you, God. We have sinned. We have been proud. We have been
together.
All over this church. All over this church. All over this church. Not the stuff out of us. Not the pride out of us. Not the fear out of us. We between the voice and the altar.
By faith I receive my son. And
we repent this morning.
Alas and dear.
We repent.
My Savior.
We repent.
And in my soul.
Just help yourself this morning.
Die.
Reggie, Jessica. Holy Ghost is starting to fall. Some of you that want the baptism right now, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. That's it, right now. Speak right out in the name of Jesus.
Let me tell you about the Lord.
In the name of Jesus, receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost.
Tell you about the Lord.
Hallelujah. Receive the Holy Ghost.
Tell you about the blood of
receive the Holy Ghost.
Jesus, it washes white as snow.
Receive the Holy Ghost.
Well, I feel it.
they used to. Since I lived my burden down, my friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I lived my burden down,
glory, glory,
will glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lived
lifted me.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me.
Oh, sing it, glory,
hallelujah. Jesus lifted me.
Now the devil had me bound,
but Jesus set me free.
Oh, the devil had me bound,
but Jesus set me free.
Oh, heaven, church,
devil had me bound,
heaven, church,
but Jesus set me free.
I'm singing glory,
hallelujah. Jesus set me free.
Oh, when I was discouraged,
Jesus lifted me. When I was discouraged, Jesus lifted me.
Oh,
when I was discouraged, Jesus lifted me.
Singing glory,